FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, for truly we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we come in before you with a spirit of expectation, asking you to do what you do best, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our healer. We acknowledge you as our deliverer, and so much more. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the revelation come unto us, O God. Let us open our minds up to receive what you have to tell us, God. And Lord, we thank you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter and the 6th verse. That's 1 Samuel, 18th chapter, the 6th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads as follows. When the victorious Israelite army was returning home after David had killed the Philistine, women from all the towns of Israel came out to meet King Saul. They sang and danced for joy with tambourines and cymbals. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is on the other side of every problem. On the other side of every problem. When problems come against us, or when people do things to us that is unfair and unjust, it's so easy to get discouraged and to lose our passion for what we was doing. But God won't allow a difficulty unless he has a purpose for it. He may not have sent the trouble, but he knows how to use it to your advantage. On the other side of every problem is promotion. The difficulty feels like a setback, make you want to give up, make you don't even want to go any further. But it's really a setup for God to do something new in your life. You see, you can't focus on the problem. You got to look at the problem as something that is going to help you to move forward. You can't look at the problem, but you got to focus on the problem solver. You got to grab hold to the problem solver even more. You got to listen to the problem solver. So when God wanted to promote David from the shepherd's field to the palace, he didn't open a new door or send somebody to help him. No. Listen at this. God sent him a problem. Come on here, somebody. A giant, that very giant that is in your life right now, you are well able to defeat it with the help of the problem solver. Somebody better get this here. David could have been overwhelmed, but he understood that with the problem came promotion to the throne. Everything you go through is a promotion. When you pray and ask God for higher heights and deeper depths in Him, guess what? The enemy done heard your prayer. The enemy done heard you tell God what you want to do. So guess what he finna do? He finna send the devils. He finna send his imps. He finna send problems to hinder you, to make you want to give up, to make you back away. My God. On the other side of every problem is promotion. So on the other side of the difficulty was a new level of David's destiny. Come on here, somebody. Oh, Maria Bosha. Ooh, I am here to encourage you. Don't you give up. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. The weapons may form. Come on here, somebody. But they will not prosper. It will only promote you to where God has ordained you to be in this season. Oh my God. So when David defeated Goliath, his life changed instantly. When you go through this, what you have to go through, your life will change instantaneously. You will no longer be the same way that you went in. Because once you, listen to me well, once you're going through a process, you got the beginning of it. You go in with the praise. In the middle, you continue to praise and allow God to work whatever he needs to work out or work in you. And when you come out, you still, my God, have a praise. You will go in and nothing will not touch you. Hey, God, my little elbow shot. Oh, God, nothing is able to touch you. New doors will open. And in this case, David gained respect. He was an influencer. And David had favor like he've never seen before. I'm telling you, people of God, on the other side of this problem, God said, doors are going to be open for you. Ooh, you will gain respect. Your character will change. And favor, unmerited favor, shall follow you, shall bestow you. My God, some promotions only come through adversity and closed doors. Let me say that again. You want to think that a door is closed because someone is praying against you. Come on here, somebody. But if you get in a quiet place and talk to God, closed doors are only there to help you because, come on here, somebody, because some things God is not ready for you to enter in yet. Oh, y'all better get this. Oh, my God. So that way, God have to close that door. No, you're not ready yet, or no, they are not ready to receive what you have at this season, in this moment. There are many times I had doors closed and I had to ask God and God had to minister to me. God had to tell me why that door was closed. So despise not small beginnings. Don't take your adversity as a sign of weakness. Come on here, somebody. Pray and ask God. Because through promotions, some promotions only going to come through adversity and closed doors. And it's going to come through adversity and closed doors for you to grow spiritually. Oh, my God. Ooh, Maridioshi. For you to listen to God. And so God can tell you, no, this is not your own doing, but this is my doing. Oh, come on here, somebody. Promotion does not come easy. Ooh, promotion is going to come through sacrificing. Promotion is going to come through you taking a licking, but you getting up and you going to keep on keeping on. Come on here, somebody. Promotion. On the other side of promotion, oh my God, on the other side of promotion, you will gain everything that God has for you to gain. Spiritual growth. So don't count adversity as a loss. But I want you to get this. Embrace your adversity. Hey, God. Hoo-ah. Embrace your adversity. Let it teach you, my God, to thee. You can't reach your full potential without problems. You cannot reach your full potential. You cannot do what God has called you to do without problems. Because your problems will increase your faith in God. Your problems will allow you to embrace the things of God or what God has already done for you. You cannot reach your potential without problems. So don't back away from the problems. Ask God or allow him to teach you in the midst of your problems. Oh, my God, to thee. Ooh, on the other side of every problem, there is promotion. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, some of you have been having problems after problems. But God say, on this day, get ready for promotion. Because let me tell you something, promotion only comes from God. Ooh, Maridioshi, don't count yourself out. And don't count yourself as less than. Promotion comes from God. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are always greater than any difficulty or adversity that we ever face. Father God, we thank you that what so often looks and feels like a problem is really your hand moving toward our purpose. And Father God, we believe and declare that you are going to bring us to the next level of our destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on this morning.